Item 22, report possible discussion on quarterly investments presented by John Hawes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. This is a report only, no action is necessary. As I mentioned before, under the Public Funds Investment Act, we are required to present to the board every quarter our report on the investment performance of our investments and assets. And as you can see, you received a detailed report as usual, which showed the various investments we had and the performance of those investments over time. Obviously, we invest in very safe and secure investments where there's not really a risk of loss of principal. And you can see the summary on here as it added the last quarter, the book value of our total investments, and I might add the $67 million at the bottom includes both unrestricted and restricted investments. So some of those monies are actually restricted or through our customers or under bond covenants and things. And you can see also that average yield to maturity continues to go up, just as we've talked about before, because we're continuing to sort of catch up as rates. So the Fed has stopped at this particular point raising rates sort of for the first time. The Fed funds rate is at 5.25%. But as we reinvest, we still get the benefit of the increase in those rates. And you can see the average yield of maturity is almost 5% now, 4.95%. It'll probably still go up a little bit as we continue to invest, but it's going to take off pretty close to that. Anyway, that's just a summary. I'll be happy to answer any questions that anybody might have in regards to that.
Mercifully for the chair, this does not require any. Thank you, John.